Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy holidays, and wishing you a happy NYE in 2013, okay, because that's what we've been talking about preparations for the past few months, and so we're continuing talking about preparing for NYE and New Year's Day celebrations and gatherings. You know, NYE and New Year's Day, big in different ways. We bring, some of us, you know, we just, it's different occasions. Sports fans have their ways. Those of us that love to eat greens and black-eyed peas on New Year's Day, like yours truly, you know, there are different ways, you know, to prepare for the New Year. So let's talk about preparing for NYE and New Year's Day celebrations and gatherings. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And next Wednesday, remember, Belinda Bostic will be returning to talk with us about sex pheromones and the product of slumber parties by BelindaBostic.com. And Belinda is of Houston, Texas, and she is an intimacy advisor. And when she comes on and visit with us, it is no holds barred conversation. Definitely not for the ages of 17 and under. Strictly for 18 and above. But seriously, because our conversations are definitely of the adult oriented. And let's see. And remember, Tuesday I will be one of the guests of my UK friend, a relationship and love expert, Ebony Empress. I will be on air guest. I'm always in the chat room, but an on air guest on her show. You all heard her invite me on New Year's Day. Her show airs at 8 p.m. UK time, and also 5 Eastern Standard Time and 4 Central Standard Time is my time. So we'll be talking about the arrival of the new year, 2013, baby new year. So I'm encouraging the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, if you've never tuned in to Ebony Empress, and you can check her out at blogtalkradio.com, Ebony Empress. And she has 2 shows. She has the show Real Talk on Tuesdays and Marriage Endgame on Thursdays. And I will be an on-air guest on her Tuesday show of January the 1st. And looking forward to us talking about the arrival of the new year and plans for 2013. And, of course, this is a sex and relationship show because she is a awesome romance, sex, relationship expert. And have amazing guests, and her friends on air and in the chat room are always amazing, always an informative show. But again, I thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Big shout-out to co-founder of blogtalkradio.com. Again, last Thursday night, we had an amazing time for the year-end celebration via his show, the Alan Levy Show. It was so much fun. And if you missed it, you all definitely need to listen to it so you can really hear and understand what's going on. You might want to create your own show and host or interested in advertising. You know, I would love you to advertise doing Culture Shock Entertainment Report. You might want to know the history. Exactly when and where did Blog Talk Radio come about and how was it created? So it's amazing to hear Mr. Allen talk about the creation and how the concept of blogtalkradio.com was created. But again, I thank you so much. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday or anniversary. And if you're going through not so good things, sending much love to you. You know, my state was devastated by tornadoes on Christmas Day and many other states, and some of you were covered in snow. So, And we cannot forget those that were affected by Hurricane Sandy and those also in Newtown, Connecticut. So praying for world peace, right, and we're definitely spreading love. So thank you again. Here's Errol DeBarge Jr. Good thing.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Coast to Coast, what up? EP picks up.
Hey, King Mo, what it do?
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm going to see you again. I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never forgot your man. Oh man, I got that good thing. Know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, baby. Never forget your man. Oh man,
work it out for me. Make keep the booty pop, keep the blood flowing, baby, keep me rock, pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, fast and slowly, you know that pop is sipping, and we ain't tripping off a weight, staying shaped, sniffing up my baby in the cake, see his face look shocked, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take it for a walk, no doodle, man. Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the top. Young homies keeping watch like the ex girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taken. I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding man. Girls, I ain't kissing name. Ass where you been. Took it, niggas, man. Took it, why I blast. Giving up creative freedom for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trait and a CD, both covered in ash.
Shout out to those of you who love to wear your sunglasses, especially at night.
Storyline, I wear
wear my sunglasses at night. I love that rendition of Sunglasses at Night. So awesome. Again, that was Jeff Lamb. And again, happy holidays. Super, super excited. Here's something that's checking out, like, origins of some of the celebrations for New Year's Eve and bringing in the new year. And I'm checking out this right here from Info, Please. And it's all about New Year's traditions and all lang syne and other year's customs. Did I pronounce that right? And this article is written by Borgna Brunner. The most commonly sung song for English speakers on New Year's Eve is All Lang Syne. It is an old Scottish psalm that was first published by the poet Robert Burns in 1796 edition of the book, Scott's Musical Museum. Burns transcribed it and made some refinements to the lyrics. After he heard it sung by an old man from Ayrshire area of Scotland, Burns' homeland. It is often remarked that All Lang Syne is one of the most popular songs that nobody knows the lyrics to. Auld Lang Syne literally translates as old long since and means times gone by. The song asks whether old friends and times will be forgotten and promises to remember people of the past with fondness. For Auld Lang Syne will take a cup of kindness yet. The lesser known verses continue the theme, lamenting how friends who once used to run about the broads and how the go on fine. Run about the hills and put up the daisies and paddle in the burn, fray morning sun to dine, paddle in the stream from morning to dusk, have become divided by time and distance. Seas between us braid a roared, brought seas have roared between us. Yet there is always time for old friends to get together, and if not in person, then in memory, and take a right good willy walk, a good will drink. But it was band leader Guy Lombardo and not Robert Burns who popularized the song and turned it into a New Year's tradition. Lombardo first heard Auld Lang Syne in his hometown of London, Ontario, where it was sung by Scottish immigrants. When he and his brothers formed the famous dance band Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, the song became one of their standards. Lombardo played the song at midnight at New Year's Eve party at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City in 1929. I love that era. And a tradition was born. After that, Lombardo's version of the song was played every New Year's Eve from the 1930s until 1976 at the Waldorf Astoria. In the first years, it was broadcast on radio and then on television. The song became such a New Year's tradition that Life magazine wrote, if Lombardo failed to play Auld Lang Syne, the American public would not believe that the new year had really arrived. And the words again are, Auld Lang Syne, should old acquaintance be forgot? You all know how it goes. And never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot in Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness here for Auld Lang Syne. And surely you'll be your pit stop, and surely I'll be mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We twa have run about the brows and bow the goings, gowans fine, and but we wondered money a weary fit, sin Auld Lang Syne. We twa had paid and burned for a morning sun to dine, but seas between us braid y'all roared, sin y'all lang fine. And there's a hand my trusty fire and guides our hand to die, and we'll take a right gold willy rock for Auld Lang Syne. Then there's Hogmanay of Scotland, the birthplace of Auld Lang Syne. It's also the home of Hogmanay, the rousing Scottish New Year celebration. And the origins of the name are obscure. One of the traditions is first footing. Shortly after midnight on New Year's Eve, neighbors pay visits to each other and impart New Year's wishes. Traditionally, first foots used to bring along a gift of coal for the fire. A shortbread. It's considered especially lucky if a tall, dark, and handsome man is the first to enter your house after the new year is rung. And that sounds good. The Edinburgh Hogmanay celebration is the largest in the country and consists of an all-night street party. Then there's Ashigaru, Japan. The new year is the most important holiday in Japan and is a symbol of renewal. In December, various Bunakai are Forget the Year parties are held to bid farewell to the problems and concerns of the past year and prepare for a new beginning. Misunderstandings and grudges are forgiven and houses are scrubbed. At midnight on December 31st, Buddhist temples strike their gongs 108 times in effort to expel 108 types of human weaknesses. New Year's Day itself is a day of joy and no work is to be done. Children receive astashidamas, small gifts with money inside. Sending New Year's cards is a popular tradition if you postmark by a certain date. The Japanese Post Office guarantees to deliver all New Year's cards on January 1st. And then in Spain, the Spanish ritual on New Year's Eve is to eat 12 grapes at midnight. The tradition is meant to secure 12 happy months in the coming year. And a big shout out and these beautiful wishes to all the listeners of blogtalkradio.com and especially Culture Shock Entertainment Reports worldwide. The Netherlands, the Dutch burn bonfires of Christmas trees on the street and launch fireworks. The fires are meant to purge the old and welcome the new. I have a lot of listeners in the Netherlands. Greece, and also a lot of my other blogtalkradio.com cohorts also said they have a lot of listeners in the Netherlands. Greece, and Greece New Year's Day is also the festival of St. Basil. One of the founders of the Greek Orthodox Church, one of the traditional foods served in Basilopita, or St. Basil's cake, a silver or gold corn is baked inside the cake. Whoever finds the corn in their piece of cake will be especially lucky during the coming year. Yummy. United States, probably the most famous tradition in the United States is the dropping of the New Year ball in Times Square. New York City at 11:59 p.m. Thousands gather to watch the ball make its one-minute descent, arriving exactly at midnight. The tradition first began in 1907. The original ball was made of iron and wood. The current ball is made of waterfall crystal, weighs 1,070 pounds, and is 6 feet in diameter. A traditional Southern New Year's dish is Hoppin' John. Exactly. I'm in the Deep South, so we have to have our black eyed peas. Black eyed peas and ham hocks. And old say goes, eat peas on New Year's Day to have plenty of everything the rest of the year. And also greens is really important because that brings, money because it's greens. Another American tradition is the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. The Tournament Roses Parade that precedes the football game on New Year's Day is made up of elaborate and inventive floats. The first parade was held in 1886. While they observed New Year's symbols and traditions, resolutions. It is believed that Babylonians were the first to make New Year's resolutions, and people all over the world have been breaking them ever since. The early Christians believed the first day of the New Year should be spent reflecting on past mistakes and resolving to improve one step in the New Year. And in regards to fireworks, noise making and fireworks on New Year's Eve, it's believed to have originated in ancient times when noise and fire were thought to dispel evil spirits and bring good luck. The Chinese are credited with inventing fireworks and used them to spectacular effect in their New Year's celebrations. So that is amazing information regarding traditions around the world, New Year's traditions around the world. And so I'm putting this on Facebook and sending it out on other networking sites also, like Twitter and Tumblr and Google One and Pinterest, et cetera, but definitely put it on Facebook like right now. So that is amazing to hear how the song that we love to sing and also the traditions were created and when and so on. And so that's amazing. Again, happy holidays, and I hope you enjoy your New Year's Eve if you're spending alone or with a few or with many or at church or out dancing or entertaining in your own home or wherever. I hope that you bring it in a way that you feel comfortable with. And are you setting New Year's resolutions and or goals? Are they for you or not? There's been a few years in the past where I didn't set goals, but I'm setting and resetting realistic New Year's Eve goals and resolutions. So I'm trying my best to post this on Facebook, but it doesn't want to just want to cooperate right quick, but I'll get it out there to you as soon as I can. Let's see. I know I can tweet it. It was just not placed in quickly enough on my Facebook page. But this is amazing holiday season. And, you know, some tell me that they're experiencing bah humbug. But just, you know, experiencing bah humbug. You know, just as long as, you know, we know that we are blessed and grateful to be here. So I have put it out on Twitter and put it on Tumblr, because I know if I post on Tumblr, it's going to go to all my other social networking sites, because I have most of my social networking sites are connected to my Tumblr blog profile, which is Culture Shock, KultureShockENTBeth.tumblr.com. Okay. So, again, I appreciate you for all your support and tuning in. And there are many other amazing stories, but I think I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit more about the tradition. Congratulations to Janet Jackson. She is a newly engaged woman, such a beautiful couple. So excited for her. So congratulations, Janet, Miss Jackson. Okay, this is all about the history again. It's another year, and this is from, it's another year, but for what reason? Happy New Year. Whoa. This one has all, like, music to it. Well, here's the song. Can you hear the song? So I just let it play. All Lang Syne. There are 4.8 days until 2013. The article says, there you go. That's what I was just talking about. Oh, time for a new year. All Lang Syne. Happy New Year. That greeting will be said and heard for at least the first couple of weeks as the new year gets underway. But the day celebrated today in modern America was not always January the 1st. Ancient New Year's. The celebration of the new year is the oldest of all holidays. It was the first observed in ancient Babylon, about 4,000 years ago. In the years around 2000 BC, the Babylonian New Year began with the first new moon. Actually, the first visible crescent after the vernal equinox, first day of spring. The beginning of spring is a logical time to start a new year. After all, it is the season of rebirth, of planting new crops, and of blossoming January the 1st. On the other hand, has no astronomical or nor agricultural significance. It is purely arbitrary. The Babylonian New Year celebration lasted for 11 days. It had no particular mode of celebration. But it is safe to say that the modern New Year's festivities pale in comparison. The Romans continued to observe. I'm going to turn the volume down a little bit. Let's see. Just a little bit. The Babylonian New Year celebration lasted for 11 days. Each day has its own particular mode of celebration. But it's safe to say that modern New Year's Eve festivities pale in comparison. The Romans continued to observe the New Year in late March, but their calendar was continually tampered with by various emperors, so that the calendar soon became out of synchronization with the sun. In order to set the calendar right, the Roman Senate in 153 BC declared January 1st to be the beginning of the new year, but tampering continued until Julius Caesar in 46 BC established what has come to be known as the Julian calendar. It again established January 1st as the new year, but in order to synchronize the calendar with the sun, Caesar had to let the previous year drag for 445 days. The church's view of New Year's celebrations, out of the first century A.D., the Romans continued celebrating the New Year. The early Catholic Church condemned the festivities as paganism. But as Christianity became more widespread, the early church began having its own religious observances, concurrently with many of the pagan celebrations. And New Year's Day was no different. New Year's is still observed as the feast of Christ's circumcision by some denominations. During the Middle Ages, the church remained opposed to celebrating New Year's. January 1st has been celebrated as a holiday by Western nations for only about the past 400 years. But I love that New Year's Eve song, do you not? So I'm so glad it was played. New Year traditions, other traditions of the season include the making of New Year's resolutions. That tradition also dates back to the early Babylonians. Popular modern resolutions might include the promise to lose weight or quit smoking. The early Babylonians' most popular resolution was to return borrowed farm equipment. The Tournament of Roses Parade dates back to 1886, like I stated earlier. In that year, members of the Valley Hunt Club decorated their carriages with flowers. It was celebrated with the ripening of the orange crop in California. I love watching the Rose Parade. I would love to see it in person. Although the Rose Bowl football game was first played as part of the Tournament of Roses in 1902, it was replaced by the Roman chariot races the following year. In 1916, the football game returned as the sports centerpiece of the festival. The tradition of using a baby to signify the year was begun in Greece around 600 BC. It was their tradition at that time to celebrate their god of wine, Dionysus, by parading a baby in a basket, representing the annual rebirth of that god as the spirit of fertility. Early Egyptians also used a baby as the symbol of rebirth. Although the early Christians denounced the space as pagan, the popularity of the baby as a symbol of rebirth forced the church to reevaluate its position. The church finally allowed its members to celebrate the new year with a baby, which was sent to symbolize the birth of the baby Jesus. Then use of an image of a baby with a New Year's banner as a symbolic representation of the new year was brought to early America by the Germans. They had used the effigy since the 14th century. But luck in the new year, traditionally it was thought that one could fake the luck they would have throughout the coming year by what they did or ate on the first day of the year. For that reason, it has become common for folks to celebrate the first minutes of a brand new year in the company of family and friends. Parties often last until the middle of the night after the ringing of a new year. It was once believed that the first visit to a New Year's Day would bring either good luck or bad luck the rest of the year. It was particularly lucky if that visitor happened to be a tall, dark-haired man. Sounds good to me. Traditional New Year foods are also thought to bring luck. Many cultures believe that anything in the shape of a ring is good luck because it symbolizes coming of a full circle, completes a year's cycle. For that reason, the Dutch believe that eating donuts on New Year's Day would bring good fortune. That doesn't sound bad. Many parts of the U.S. celebrate the New Year by consuming black-eyed peas. Exactly. I got to have me some black-eyed peas and greens on New Year's Day. These legumes are typically accompanied by either hog jowls or ham. You know, you can always use other meats, you know. Black-eyed peas and other legumes have considered good luck in many cultures. The hog, that's its meat. A lot of people, I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but right here in Mississippi, people love their chitlins. I don't eat chitlins. I tried chitlins on one of my birthdays, like maybe 4 years ago. But my friends and relatives and people I know got those chitlins on New Year's Day. The hog and thus its meat is considered lucky because it symbolizes prosperity. Cabbage, I want to do it right. I guess I'll be eating me some cabbage and greens. Cabbage is another good luck vegetable that is consumed on New Year's Day by many. Cabbage leaves are also considered a sign of prosperity, being representative of paper currency. In some regions, rice is a lucky food that is eaten on New Year's Day. And then here comes the toasting. One of the most venerable New Year's traditions is the champagne toast at midnight to ring in the New Year. Toasting can be traced back to the ancient Romans and Greeks, who would pour wine to be shared among those attending a religious function from a common pitcher. The host would drink first to assure his guests that the wine was not poison. Poisoning the wine was a fairly common practice in ancient times, designed to do away with one's enemies. In those days, the wine was not as refined as it is today, so a square of burnt bread, toast, would be floated in the wine bowl and then eaten by the last person to drink. The bread was put there to absorb the extra acidity of the wine in order to make it more palatable. Eventually, the act of drinking and in unison came to be called a toast from the act of toasting or putting toast into the wine. So, see, now those of you who didn't know, that's where toasting originated. Auld Lang Syne, the song Auld Lang Syne, played in the background and sung at the stroke of midnight in almost every English-speaking country in the world to bring in the new year, and at least partially written by Robert Burns in 1700s. It was first published in 1796 after Burns' death. Early variations of the song were sung prior to 1700 and inspired Burns to produce the modern rendition, an old Scottish tune, Auld Lang Syne, literally means old long ago or simply the good old days. And, you know, the good old days. Yeah, so this is amazing. I like that right there. So, this is amazing right here. I'm going to play the song one more time.
Thank you.
it jerks at my emotions. I love it. It gives me good, happy feelings, but also it stirs up mixed emotions. Also, I don't know if some of you can relate to what I'm saying, but it gives me happy feelings. But then not only does it cause me to reminisce about the previous year, but also New Year's Eve in the past. You know, so it's like, oh, wow. So that's just amazing. So I hope you enjoyed that info. That was some good info regarding New Year's Eve. So I'm just signing into this. This is from Will Star. And wow, awesome. Awesome. So I'm letting them know this is some awesome info that they provided. I love the way they had the song also provided on the website. So just amazing. Happy New Year to all of you. And I thank you so much and really appreciate your support and your love. It's so awesome. So that was pretty cool. Most definitely. There are a lot of events going on. There's a lot more info to talk about. I love talking about these traditions because they're so awesome. I can talk about just, you know, my life and my family, also, and friends and things. But like I said, I pretty much shared some of the info. So it's like just amazing. It's the 2013 is here. That is just so amazing. And so many people are so optimistic regarding the arrival of the new year, including me, myself, very optimistic. Well, I think I'm always optimistic regarding the new year. Here's some info from Martha Stewart, and I love me some Martha Stewart regarding the new year and bringing in the new year. I like to share her information also on my Facebook page. You know, I refer to Martha Stewart as like my aunt, like one of my aunts, Aunt Martha. You know, she's like everybody's aunt. You know what I'm talking about? Really? Like Aunt Martha. Just like, to me, Hugh Hefner is like an uncle. Like, hey, Uncle Hell. How you doing, Uncle Hell? For real. So those are like two of my uncles and aunts in my head. You know, like Wendy Williams is a friend in your head. So, let's see. There are different ways to bring it. Well, that is like another, it's not like an updated info. I wanted to share like bringing in 2013 info, even though information is pretty much the same. But I want to focus on bringing in 2013, most definitely. So, and praying for former President George Bush to get well soon, most definitely. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Okay. Okay, I don't mean to be pausing right quick, but I was glancing over more New Year's Eve email. Okay. This is just so exciting. And I'm not on my switchboard because I'm looking at, usually I get fun emails during broadcast. And just want to see. so cool. But again, if today's your birthday, this is the 27th, and happy birthday to you. Amazing, amazing date. I remember this was my due date. You know, I had a son that passed away soon after birth back in September 1997, and I remember that was the due date. If I had carried my phone full term, that was his due date, December 27th. 1988. Yeah, so he would have been 23. Today's birthday, today's your birthday. You're sharing your birthday with actress Emilie DeRaven of Lost. She turns 31 today. Scotty Moore, rock musician, 81. John Amos is 73. Cokie Roberts, broadcast journalist, is 69. Mick Jones, rock musician, a foreigner, love me some foreigner, 68. Gerard Depardieu, y'all, is 64. Tova Feldshuh, actress, is 60. Karen Hughes, former White House aide, is 56. Teresa Randall, she's an awesome actress, is 48. Sarah Vowell Arthur is 43. Masioka, actor, heroes, is 38. Carson Palmer is only 33 years young today. Hayley Williams, oh my God, I love Paramore, one of my favorite alternative rock groups, mainstream now. Rock singer Paramore is only 24. Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels turns 29 years old today. And also today in history, courtesy of AP and Dallas Morning News, is former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in a bomb and shooting attack as she left an election rally in Rawalpindi back in 07. And also in 1831, British naturalist Charles Darwin set out on a voyage to the Pacific Ocean aboard the HMS Beagle. Darwin's discoveries during the nearly five-year journey helped form the basis of his theories on evolution. 1927, the musical Showboat, with music by Jerome Kern and libretto by Oscar Hammerstein II, opened at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City. And in 1932, that is, Radio City Music Hall opened in New York City. 1994, the World Bank was created with an agreement signed by 28 nations. 1947, the church's TV program Howdy Doody debuted on NBC. And in 1949, Queen Juliana of the Netherlands granted sovereignty to Indonesia after more than 300 years of Dutch rule. In 1968, Apollo 8, the first space flight to orbit the moon, returned to Earth. And in 1970, Hello Dolly closed on Broadway after a run of 2,844 performances. Soviet forces seized control of Afghanistan. Vibrant Karmal succeeded President Hafizullah Amin, who was overthrown and executed. And then in 1985, naturalist Diane Fossey, who had studied gorillas in the wild, was found hacked to death at a research station in Rwanda. In 2001, U.S. officials announced that Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners would be held at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And in 2004, Viktor Yushchenko won a runoff in Ukraine's presidential election, completing the country's Orange Revolution. And in 2005, Indonesia's AC rebels formally abolished a 30-year armed struggle for independence under a peace deal born out of 2004 tsunami. So, happy, happy birthday again, if today is your birthday. Just have a good time, really. Have a good time. Really. So let's see what else is going on. There are many. you all might want to hear about some sports news, because, you know, they have selected some of the Pro Bowlers also, but we're definitely going to be talking about that on tomorrow. If I'm solo or if I'm not, if Rich Riffin they call, definitely we'll be talking about who's in to play the Pro Bowl game. So we'll talk NBA, and, you know, we have big games this weekend also, and especially a lot of people's eyes are on the Cowboys and the Redskins title game, which will be televised on NBC on Sunday night. But then also we have some NBA talks we need to discuss also. I believe the Mavericks are playing like the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday also. So, you know, wow. So let's see. Let me check another email. So I'm just trying to conclude the show. Because, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, really, those shows are like abbreviated, especially when they broadcast in the morning time. So what are your plans? Not taking calls right now. You all call in tomorrow and talk sports. The number is 714-409-0614. You can't say you don't have the number. Put it in your phone. Write it down. Call and talk sports with me, with us, if Rich Roughneck is on. I love it when some of you surprise me and call in. Always having fun in the chat room. Always. And weekend edition will be broadcasting in the early part of the day on Saturday. So it's been ages since I broadcast early in the morning. On my birthday, broadcast like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's been ages since I broadcast on the early part of the day. Let's see. I have a lot of emails. I want to talk about New Year's Day and New Year's Eve celebrations. Spark People is talking about the 7 rewarding resolutions to make this year. And also the best Pilates abs toner. So, you know, that's on a lot of our list to shape up, shape up, shape up. You know, just keep saying it in your head. Retail industry, About.com is talking about a frenzy-less day after Christmas. And I've seen a report where they stated that this is a bad year for sales, the worst since 08. It's kind of unbelievable. I figured that the sales were just was really amazing. I was surprised to hear that report. I thought that there were going to be like some high numbers in regards to how successful this year's sales were. So that kind of caught me off guard. So I want to share some of the info that Spark People is sharing, but it doesn't want to come. Okay, here it comes. Regarding New Year's resolutions. Well, the article doesn't want to come up. But visit sparkpeople.com, and also I do have it on my Facebook page. And you know, on Monday we'll be talking about New Year's resolutions. All that good stuff. President returned early from his trip so he could talk about the physical cliff. Well, I want to talk about, I'm not seeing the kind of New Year's Eve email that's doing broadcasting that I really would like to talk about. So how about a little bit more music and maybe a little bit more talk, and then we'll conclude until next time, and we will be talking sports, 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 and more sports. Always fun, most definitely. But please call in and let's talk. Let's talk. NBA, NFL, boxing, golf, NASCAR. Never get a chance to talk about, never talk about race car driving. I love that. Wow, I really love that segment talking about New Year's Day traditions worldwide and how different traditions were created. Did you not? That was fun. I like sharing that. You know, this show is all about, it's an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's all about being informative, but it's all about fun. And it's not about this show, the vision. When I shared the concept back in 2011, it's not about making you feel not good. It's all about uplifting and feeling good. You shouldn't feel worse after listening to the show. You know, if you're in a good mood, you should feel better. If you're in a blah mood, you should feel better when you tune in to this show. Most definitely. Because sometimes I feel blah. But then by the time I get the show to da-da-da, when it's time to do the thing, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so hyped. You know, it's sad when we have to talk about sad stories. But, you know, as long as it's informative and we're from a good place, it's amazing. Here's Foxman Jingle Bell. Then I'll put another one of his songs right behind. How's that? Got to get these Christmas holiday tunes in while they still fit in, because it's almost time to you know, stop playing all these Christmas songs. But I guess we can keep on playing them to New Year's Day and New Year's week, huh? Here's another one by Foxman, Under the Weather.
Earl? What's that up in the sky?
I don't know. I can't make it out. It looks kind of green.
It looks like someone's carrying a sack.
And what are those green glowing reindeer lights?
Is that St. Earl?
St. Earl?
He's listening to our music!
No way! That's awesome!
Oh my god!
That really didn't happen.
You gotta be kidding me.
Holy elf,
that Paul.
That can't be.
It can't possibly
be. I can't believe that happened.
Santa Earl?
Santa Earl.
Holy hoedown.
Thank you.
awesome. With Ford the Foundry, based where? In Big D. Most definitely. That's I want to be like you. Of course, you all heard Hold Me Down. You can check out, like their Facebook page with Ford and the Foundry, and also Reverb Nation. They're on MySpace, SoundCloud. Check them out with Ford and the Foundry. Awesome, awesome. Big shout out to them. Just amazing. Blazing up the rock charts on ReverbNation.com and Big D. Here's Oh Holy Night, Rick Springfield. What's up to my Aussie friends?
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices.
All of my heart, I'm I told you. Could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. How'd you go away? I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard. Oh, could I have you there? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? Oh, here it is. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing. Should I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew. Would have done better.
Woo! Good half. Good half. Would have done better. Ooh, love me some Prince and Larry Graham. And that one after my sister, because she turned me on to both of them as a little girl, Prince and Larry Graham. And it's just amazing. I mean, we used to listen to, growing up in the Georgetown community of Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi, where my, you know, my heart, you know, I my roots mean everything to me. And we would be having a blast in the Georgetown community on the corner of Scott Street and Whitfield Mills Road, which is now Martin Luther King Drive, but we'd have a blast. We moved away from that neighborhood right before I turned 8. And my big sister was who I went to the Parliament concert. My first Parliament concert was at the age of 7. Bohannon, George Clinton, Parliament, Brides of Funkenstein, you talking about, it was so much fun at Mississippi Coliseum. And the smell of reefer, as it was called back then, was everywhere. but I had a blast. It was a super good time. And when I was at that concert, that's when I was like, wow. Because I was born loving music, beauty, and fashion. and caring about the community. And when I was at the concert, that really hit me. How did this event come together? You know, I guess, in other words, I was going to know who produced this, you know, but it was just amazing. And that's when I really wanted to know a lot more about. I guess I didn't know the word back then, but how do you produce and promote? And I never, and to this day, I still love it. But my sister and I used to have a blast of a good time. Brothers Johnson, listening to the Ohio Players. You all know what I'm talking about, listening to Switch. You know, I mentioned Switch when we were talking about the DeBars and so on. So we're going to have some episodes where we talk about some of these old school bands, because I remember we used to love playing like Confunction. And, of course, Frankie Beverly Mays is still hot today. They're just amazing, good music. We got to talk more in 2013. And also, I need to invite some of my Facebook friends with a lot of people. And not to mention Jeffrey Osborne, who I very rarely talk about, but who I just love also. When I always talk about L.B. Sure being a gift to me on my birthday, but Jeffrey Osborne was a gift to me on my birthday also back in the 90s, like 19 years ago. Jeffrey Osborne, my sister and I, we always loved LTD. We love Jeffrey Osborne with LTD and as a solo artist. But in 2013, we got to talk about just good music of different genres more. And, you know, I've talked to producers and production engineers who say they are just ready and hyped to come on and talk about the behind-the-scenes work, things that must get done in producing music. And I know a lot of artists will be looking forward to that. If you have noticed, every guest on this show have shared so much important information. It just amazes me. I know it amazes you. So thank you for your support. You are just super amazing.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers who need help to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Here's Lady Antebellum, the First Noel. Offline and just been amazing. If you're able to spend a little time or the entire live broadcast, you are greatly appreciated, and I thank you so much. Thank you. Until next time, because we're scheduled to talk sports next time. you be good, and happy holidays, and happy Kwanzaa, and wishing you and yours a beautiful and blessed and productive and prosperous and a new year, baby new year, filled with not only wealth and prosperity, but good health. Because that's my number one goal. God first, my health second, and everything else should fall into place